My name is Lawrence Reyes. I am Chair Pro Temp of the PNB Elections Committee. Today is September the 13th, 2021, and we are convening this Elections Committee. We'll go to the Secretary Pro Temp, Janine Rome, to take the role for the stream. Janine, please. Janine, on mute.
Okay, Bill Crozier. There's a bit of an echo. Susan DeSilva.
Continue on to get over it.
William Hairwagon.
Yeah, present.
Thank you. Susie Moreno.
Present.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes.
Here.
Thank you. Janine Rohn is me, and I'm here. Mansoor Sabah. We're not sure if he's resigned yet.
I'm a report on that. Go ahead, please continue.
Okay. Akio Tanaka. Andrea Turner. And I'm forgetting Dee Dee's last name. She's a replacement for Charlotte.
Dee Dee Halleck. Dee Dee Halleck. Go ahead. Continue.
Dee Dee Halleck. And Vanessa Briggs.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs is here.
Okay, thank you. So we have six out of 12.
Okay, we have 6 out of 11, Janine, right?
No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We didn't have Charlotte last time, so we were at 11.
So Charlotte had resigned. Okay, Charlotte resigned. Sandra Rowline from KPFT resigned. So that makes that minus 2. Charlotte from WBI was replaced by Dee Dee Halleck. So that makes the total quorum 11. So we have 6 members present. So we have quorum. Now, in regards to Mr. Sabat, regardless of his status as an employee or as a staff rep, his term is retroactive to the time that he was elected in the last election. So he, by rights, has the right to still be on the committee. Whether he comes or not, he has not tendered a resignation, so he is included in the quorum count. So our quorum is 11 members. We have 6, so we have a established quorum. So that's the report I wanted to give on Mr. Sabat. And that's the situation. Go ahead.
I hate to interrupt, but we actually have 12 members.
Mention the name. I'm not good with numbers.
Yep.
Mention the
name.
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, this is a continuation meeting. I don't believe we need to establish a quorum again. We just continue, and we need to have whatever the majority would be for the 6
right.
To vote on something. So we'd need 4 to vote on anything to make it a real vote. Otherwise, we're in business.
Thank you, William. That is a salient point, and that is true. This is a continuation meeting. So the meeting that established quorum at the previous meeting is still in effect. Thank you, William.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Okay. So are you clear now, Janine?
Yeah, I'm clear. But, so we have 6 out of the 12, you know.
Right. Just name the 12 because, as I reported We had three resignations. So that lowered the quorum. And the resignation show said that Charlotte was replaced by Dee Dee. Santa Roline, our resignation was accepted. So that's minus two. But anyway, that's irrelevant right now because we haven't established quorum from the previous meeting. Please go to the agenda. Janine, can you do the agenda? I just got home.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I read it off. So the first is on-air forum protocol priorities and discussion. That was the first of the two remaining items. And then the second one is report from the NES.
Right. And that's we're going to have to lay that on the table because the NES is not going to be here today. She will be at the PNB meeting, the special PNB meeting tonight.
And then last night I forwarded the request from Alex Steinberg that we get a report from each of the stations from the Elections Committee on status of on-air carts.
Well, that's what I'm – that's hold on, because that's what I began doing before I realized we weren't on the stream. So that's Alex's request. It's going to be adhered to. It's going to be honored because that's where we have to go first. So what we do need to do is make sure we document the reports from the station. So when we do our report today to the PNB, that be given as well. Okay? So I started off with WBAI. Can you please get us a status of election information? I'll go to the committee members first.
This is William. I wish I knew uh-huh. more, but we've had a couple of forums, and I haven't heard any carts on the air, but we're moving ahead.
Okay, thank you. And there's no one from KPFA, right? Hold on, Janine. I'm going to go to you next.
Well, it's just there's more than one question about carts, so.
Okay. Go ahead and read the other questions, please.
So the questions that we posed to the to find out from the stations is, one, has candidate statements been recorded? Two, are they on air? If so, how often? Three, candidate forums, have they been recorded? And then four, are they on air? Then informational carts, have they been on air? Do they include explanation about the delayed candidate statement?
Okay.
You know, there's
Janine,
I have them online.
Janine, instead of going through the laundry list, why don't we just one at a time? Because I think that would better inform the public how they could participate. So why don't we do one at a time and not just go through the whole laundry list.
Mr. Chair.
Hold on. I'm going to go to Sean Rose, who's the staff at WBAI. Sean, can you report about the status of election information being provided to the listeners on air?
I can speak to carts announcing
okay.
the election process is underway, and carts announcing how to get a replacement ballot if that has not been received. I can speak to on-air candidates forums being taking place. We had one this past Saturday, and that was recorded. I am currently on vacation, so I'm not at the station to know the status of individual statements from candidates and if they've been recorded and if they're running. I have no definitive answer to provide there.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to intersperse the stations with the members of the public on the stations. Sean, thank you so much for taking time out of your vacation. to be at the committee meeting, and thank you for the information you provided. I believe I heard Serene, and she's from WBAI. So what I'm going to do is, as we go to stations, each station committee member will report, and then we will hear from the members of that station of the public, and they will provide information. Is that an okay process? Is everyone okay with that? Okay, thank you.
No objection.
Serene? Any objections? Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so candidate cards have been recorded. We were all given a deadline of July something, so we submitted our cards, I believe, about a month ago. None, zero have been played in spite of someone's declaration that they have been played. They have not been played. They're on YouTube somewhere for people who can access YouTube. There have been two election forums. Both were one on August 15th, had, I think, maybe a total of 12 or 13 people. That was broken into three 40-minute segments so that each group was about five at the most. And then one this past Saturday where all 13 people were on at the same time for roughly 2 hours. I won't get into the details of how it went, but trying to keep track of 13 different people is a bit of a challenge. And there are informational cards that are played with some frequency, some days more than others. I don't think there's a schedule or any pattern that I've been able to discern.
Thank you, Serene. Anyone else from WBAI, from the public?
I have a question about that. Have they been aired, or they were just recorded?
She said they weren't aired. They haven't been aired yet, from what I heard. Is that right, Serene?
Candidate cards have been recorded but not aired. Informational cards and the two forums were on air.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else from WBAI, from the public, member of the of our sister station WBAI, from the public, want to chime in on this issue in regards to election information being on air? Candidate cards, informational, on-air forms, and the like. Caroline, is there anything you want to say about this? I know you're from BAI.
No, I haven't been listening.
Okay.
I'm wondering if the person...
You said I was wondering, Caroline, then you broke up.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to step on what you were saying. But someone reported, as Shane said, that they had heard the cards. Maybe what they heard were in a program.
Okay. Anyone else?
We were on a forum or a debate on Saturday, and I said that it was problematic that candidate cards have not been aired. And the person said, candidate cards have been aired. So their statement was untrue, but they weren't at all confused about what the issue was.
Okay. Anyone else? I'm sorry, Carolyn, are you done?
Oh, okay. Yes, thank you, sorry.
That's okay. Anyone else from WBAI? Okay, I'm going to go with the KPFT. Any committee member from KPFT, can you please report?
Yes, there are no cards being played. Some of the statements have been put up. It's really difficult. We have three slates, and I'm not getting, like, a lot of cooperation when I contact one, they direct me to another of the slate people that are putting it together. But three of the slates, two of the slates have joined together, and they put out a I'm not sure. It looks like a card, but it may be a flyer that they put out. They called it a flyer, but it looks like a card to me when they sent me a copy of it. So they're sending it out to their people that they have, their listeners. And I was trying to get them to work together. So I know one of the slates has access to listeners, to the listenerships. And so I was trying to get them all together with that one slate. I don't want to call names, so that they could send it out to all their own listeners. But I haven't accomplished that yet. It's just been difficult. I'm going to try to contact the people that are working, the heads of that are working and putting the slate material together for each of the three slates. So I still don't have anything else to report to that. I have gone on there and on the election site, and I see that there are some statements, but I see that there's a lot of the KPFT people that have not put statements on them. And there's no cards. And that's about where I'm at. And yeah, I think Nancy's on the line. I don't know if Nancy has any new information or not.
William, point of information.
State your question, William.
Who was that speaking?
Susie Moreno from KPMT.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, any member from KPFT, from the public, do you want to say anything in regards to the question?
Lorraine, I have donated to KPFT.
Hold on, I want to go to KPFT first, members from the public.
This is Nancy from KPFT.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. Of the card situation, 13 listener cards have been made out of 25 listener candidates, and 2 staff cards have been made out of 10 staff candidates. And this has not changed for 2 weeks now, or 3 weeks maybe, yeah. So the cards are not getting done. I don't know what the NES meant when she replied that everything's being taken care of about the cards, but it's not. And I want to complain there's no NES card about the forums. That's all.
That's T, right?
Yes, KPFT.
That was T. And that was Nancy Sabanaratomi. Anyone else from T, a member of the public, want to chime in on this question? Yeah.
Lawrence, this is Susie. I just remembered. I did send an email to Renee because I was asking her if she sent all the needed information besides just putting it out on the web, if she's sending me direct information to each of the candidates, but I never heard that from her.
Okay. As everyone speaks, this is being documented, and this is going to be reported to the PNB tonight. So I just and Renee will be on the call, so she'll hear your concerns. Anyone else from T, from the public?
I'm not from T, but I'd like to speak about T.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I just wanted to do T first from the public. Go ahead.
Was that Nancy coming back again?
Nancy, do you want to add anything?
No, I'm finished. Nancy's finished.
Okay. Go ahead, Sabine.
Okay. So I think when Susie was speaking a little earlier, she might have been conflating official election materials and postcards that were mailed by at least one slate with the candidate cards that we're talking about. And everyone should know that who has, you know, difficulty because they don't really have a home base to operate from. And I'm sure I saw an election supervisor assigned, a local election supervisor assigned, but I don't know whether that person has been able to give people instructions on how to use their smartphones well. KPFT has a forum that's coming up on the 16th. It's probably going to be the same sort of, you know, 12 million people in a short period of time together, like the others have been. But when I heard earlier that some people had access to listeners' lists or whatever, we should be clear that for Pacifica, the way you get access is by requesting, the proper way you get access is by requesting the NES to provide a third party vendor with the contact information for members. It's not supposed to be handled directly by, you know, any slate. So
okay,
I will...
Serene, may I interrupt? This is Susie. You know, when
sure,
they
Susie.
Told me that, I'm sorry, you know when they told me that, they did say something about that they had to get requests. But they had to request that. But I'm not sure about the whole process. So when you said that, it rung a bell, and I think that's what they were saying, that they were going to send it out, but that they had to request for
permission for access.
Permission, probably that's right. I remember when you said that, but at the time it didn't make sense to me. But now that you're saying that, you know, I don't really know the whole process, so... that's probably what they were saying to me, and I didn't understand. And that might be a problem, you know.
Yeah, let me step in. From what I'm hearing, that this is an access question, right? Access to the membership and being able to send out a mailer? Is that...
Right.
Am I... Okay. So what Serene said is the appropriate process. Any slate or member does have access to the mailer. This is someone that goes through a third-party mailing house, and that they also agree to a non-disclosure agreement. So I had to take my son's call real quick. Sabine, did you also mention that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Susie, if you have any other questions in regards to that, please get in touch with me. Dwayne does have my number. Because after the, we could be clearer offline, because
okay.
I don't want this to turn into a partisan thing, right?
This is
an access question, which is all the members. All right. So next I'm going to go to, I don't think there's anybody on from KPFA, right? Any members of the public on from KPFA? Okay, so we can get a report from KPFA. KPFK, I'm going to go to Janine first, and then I'm going to go after Janine. Janine, you want to give a report for KPFK?
Yes. Sure. I'm going to go down my list. So candidate statements recorded, some have been recorded. Mine was 19 days ago. I guess some people didn't show up, or it's too difficult for them to come in. And then candidate statements online, I have not heard any. Candidate forums recorded. Yes, we had two forums recorded. I think there's a third one that's pending. And then have they been on air? None heard. I have not heard that they've gone on air. Informational recording, the information is just how to vote online. And then there was also a GM where he interviewed existing board members. But that was only one airing. It only aired once, and it hasn't, to my knowledge, it has not been replayed. Then informational cards on air. Well, yeah, I just said that. Explanation about delayed candidate statements. So that's the thing, whether they're saying on air to that they're be forthcoming. Same with forums. There's been none of those, including air schedule of when carts and forums will play. There's none being announced, and there's none on the website. So none on air and none on website. I'm actually typing, sorry. And then, Lawrence, you had brought up whether there would be an air check. So I think that's something from the staff to go back and be able to check, even though somebody hasn't heard it. Has it actually been played sometime during the schedule? We don't have anyone reporting on that, although I would like to get some of the staff members so we could check on that. You know what I mean? Like, who are the staff members to check with at each station? Explanation how to change your vote? None. This is all part of that informational card. Is schedule of items above posted on the website? No, none. Our forum posted on the website. I believe KPFK does. I'm going to check that right now. They sent us a YouTube link.
It is.
But
that's it. Okay, are you done, Janine? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay, I'll take a turn. So I'm very concerned that this information has not been provided to the listeners of the KPFK signal area. Please mute yourself if you don't have the floor. I was pleasantly surprised when I was fetching my coffee this morning that I heard an informational card from Renee. I was not able to follow it because it was I don't think it was too well focused. The quality of it, which I think is something that she's very concerned about, was really good. But the information that was being provided was kind of like choppy, and I don't think it had, as as my son would say, the flow was not there, right? So, ebonically speaking, the flow means that you are being able to communicate what you're saying. And so I thought it, you know, they went from one area to another area that just didn't make any sense, and there was no introduction of, as Janine said, when the candidate cards are going to air. There has been no candidate cards aired. We did have a forum with for 2 hours with a bunch of candidates, I think 14, if I'm correct, for 2 hours. So I'm gravely concerned of this whole election process. And so tonight's PNB meeting should be very interesting. We'll see what kind of information Renee is going to provide to the PNB. One of the things that I would like data. We need data as to the air checks. Not air checks. I think they call them sound checks, right? Sound checks, traffic report, in regards to the catalog of when information is being provided to the listeners. On-air candidate statements have not been played, so that's more data. I also would like to know how many candidate cards have been recorded, and if they've been recorded, are they waiting for all candidate cards to be recorded before they start airing them? Because we have 38 candidates at KPFK. So that's a challenge. But I think the challenge could be met, you know. So as a listener and as a sustaining member of KPFK and as a director of the Pacific National Board and as an LSV member, I'm very, very, very concerned as to the process that has taken place during these elections. So with that, I don't think we have any other committee member from KPFK. So I'm going to go to the public, KPFK, if you could introduce yourself by first name.
Raymond.
William?
Raymond.
Raymond, okay. Raymond, and I heard Michael too?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And
okay, Raymond,
Sue?
Michael. One at a time.
Sue?
I got, okay, thank you, Sue. Raymond, Michael, Sue, who else? Adela, do you want to get on the stack too? Well, I'll put Bella on the side because maybe she's just having difficulty unmuting. Raymond, go ahead. You have the floor. 90 seconds.
Thank you. I don't listen 24 hours a day, but I have not heard a candidate statement. As to forums, I've only heard one, and that was including a total of actually 9 candidates for 2 hours, and one candidate joined about 8 p.m. and was able to answer the questions that were posed after 8. But there was a total of 10 candidates out of the 38.
Can I interrupt and ask what station this is?
KPFK.
Oh, thank you.
These are members from the public of KPFK, Janine. Go ahead, Raymond.
The questions were from 7 callers total. As to election information, I did hear that report. Listeners, where Mo did a detailed statement, but I have not heard a cart with that information. And I don't know whether the forum to which I'm referring was recorded or not, or replay, but it only included 10 of the 38. We were told, as a listener, that that forum would be in provided in Spanish in 2 weeks. But no one has said anything about the rest of the candidates in a forum. I think Janine said there had been 2, and I've been listening, and I haven't heard the 2. I heard only the 1. And there's only been the announcement on the website of that 1.
Okay, Raymond, you want to sum it up?
Oh, I just was going to say that on YouTube, there's been the same set of, I think, 20 of the 38, but I haven't counted 20 or 21, of, I guess you would call them debates, but they sure didn't cover 38 people.
And okay.
It's very problematic because I've gotten 3 slates from
Sum it up, please.
Yeah, I've gotten 3 slates from the mail, but it doesn't say what they stand for. And therefore, I would have to depend on the 10 who were questioned. Certainly not rigorously.
Okay, Raymond.
At forum, and there was
Thank
no
you,
about there being a second different forum.
Okay,
there will be
Thank
a death scheduled one.
Now, Raymond, we got to move on. You made salient points. The Spanish language forums are going to also provide translation for the English listeners.
When it is.
Michael will probably be able to articulate that. Go ahead, Michael.
27th.
Okay. Thank you, Sue.
And Bill Crozier's on the line, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Thank you. Welcome. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah. As far as I know, Raymond is correct. There's only one on-air candidate forum. There were eventually 10 candidates on it. Everyone was invited. Those are the ones who came to participate. I think 13 people said they were going to come, but not all of them, even of the ones who responded, did show up. It was on the air. It was recorded. It's on the station website at the top of the front page. There's a link to be able to hear it, the recording. But it was not well promoted. It was not announced in advance much on or at all on the air. We did send out some email about it, but most of the people who called in, one of their first complaints was they hadn't heard about it in advance enough. And there has not been, as far as I'm aware, any of the candidate cards played on the air, although they did record some initially. We recorded ourselves, and then there was an invitation to come to the station. The Spanish language forum is scheduled for the 27th. My understanding is the translation will be into Spanish from the people on the forum who cannot speak Spanish. And so the questions will be posed to them in English. They will answer in English, and that will be translated into Spanish. The entire thing will not be bilingual. That was not my understanding. There will be a Spanish language forum for the Spanish language listeners, with an interpretation provided for the participants who can't speak Spanish.
Thank you, Michael.
Janine to the stack.
Janine, hold on. We're on public comment. I'm sorry.
Bella to the stack.
No. We are with the public right now.
May I ask?
The public, just like I respect you.
May I
ask? Sue?
Bella, I'm back. I'm a candidate, but the every station has their mailing house, or more than one, that they send their renewals, they send their direct mails out. Back in the day, they used to send the Folio magazine out. And so they have a relationship with their mailing house, and they're not supposed to let anybody have the list or the contact information. And everybody who called in, I regard as an insider who got an email from me or somebody on the inside. I forgot what else I was going to say. Thank you.
May I ask a question of Michael?
Who's that? Raymond?
Yes.
30 seconds, Raymond, please, because I got Bella on this.
Michael, the forum that's going to be translated, is that a new and different one, or is it a translation?
Yes, there's not going to be a translated forum. The forum that was done in English. There will be a separate new Spanish language forum during the Spanish language block that the Spanish language program is arranged to do. The translation, as I said, for that, as far as my understanding, is the forum will be conducted in Spanish. If there are participants running for the station board, local station board, who cannot speak Spanish, the questions will be translated to them into English. They will reply in English, and their answers will be translated into Spanish for the listeners. The whole program will not be bilingual. That was not my understanding.
Thank you. We're moving on, Raymond. That's it. You had your shot. Sorry, I don't mean to be rude. Bella, you're next.
Yes, I had to call back in. Somehow I was put on mute, could not speak. Nothing has been done at KPFK. It has been deliberate. It has been by design. No on-air cards whatsoever. Mo Thomas has been very abusive of his position. Not only that, he made a comment in one so-called address to the listener saying that he did not feel that the already recorded cards should be aired, that they should have been reduced to 30 seconds. He had no right to do that. He also dispensed wrong information about the budgetary responsibilities between the relationship of the LSB and the management team. And beyond that, he has made sure that he has never spoken or promoted anything on air. There has been no promotion of anything regarding elections, nor by the IGM, nor by the NES. So let's be very clear. This has been a concerted, designed effort to disenfranchise and destroy the foundation. Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on. Anyone else that has not spoken from the public, the KTFK, wants to speak?
Michael Heiss.
Okay, Michael Heiss.
May I go ahead now?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Yes, by way of transparency, I'm also a KPFK local station board candidate. And yes, I record a card. no, it hasn't aired, and particularly at the peak hours, you know, if you're listening at midnight for what is the apparently one of the highest rated shows. In the old days, there used to be listener cards. There are none now. And with regard to the Spanish forum, it's great if the questions can be translated and then I don't speak Spanish, translated back, but not being able to, as a non-Spanish speaker, understand the rest of the discussion, that sort of puts me at a disadvantage because I don't know what's being said. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. From what I understand, the questions are going to be asked in English, and the answers are going to be translated into Spanish for the people that don't understand English. Was that what you said, Michael Novick?
That is what it is.
Okay.
Thank
all right.
you. Thank you. I stand corrected.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Anyone else from KPFK that has not spoken want to chime in? Okay. I'm going to go back to Janine. Janine. Who?
May I add something from KPFK? Lawrence, thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to also lay it out, since this is an archival of everything that's going on, that
may I add something from KPFK? Lawrence, thank you.
Yeah,
go ahead. I wanted to also lay it out, since this is an archival of everything that's going on,
Bella, you're not coming in. Bella, hold on. You're not coming in clearly. Bella, you're not coming in clearly. There's an echo. Please mute yourself, whoever's muting. I hear an echo. Go ahead, Bella.
Okay, thank you. So, yeah, this echo is now coming from my phone. So I wanted to lay out, not to repeat myself, but there, we get a story from Renee, but then there's a different reality on the ground. And the two have not jived at all. And then we get a story from the ground, which certainly does not jive with what supposedly Renee has been trying to accomplish. And she is wasting our clock. And we are already almost at the end. And so the clock has been run out. And my position is, this last time we met here, that this election must be challenged. This is not a legal process. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Janine, I'm going to go back to you. You do have a question for Michael, I believe, right?
Lawrence, this is Kim.
Yeah, who's that?
Kim,
go ahead. You haven't spoken. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, I've been listening online, and I just called in. I wanna understand why the name Lydia Brezon hasn't been up here, because it's her responsibility to run these. She's the one in charge. She's the one that oversees the NES. This is her mess. You're doing all this stuff, but she's responsible for this mess.
Okay. Thank you.
For the stack.
Hold on, please. Just for the sake of transparency, I've had been in conversations with Lydia Brezon, the IED. And she did communicate the motion that was passed by the PNB urging compliance with implementation of Article 4, Section 6. And she has requested the sound checks, the catalog, and all of that, and she has not been providing any of that. And
Lawrence, this is gibberish.
Kim, let me finish this.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying what I was told. That's it.
Okay. Well, I'm calling Lydia's bluff because she can get all this stuff because she's the boss. Okay? That's why she has that job. She's the boss. If she's saying, oh, I can get it, well, I don't believe it. There you go. So, you know, that's my position. That's where it's coming from, the top. Okay, that's all I got to say, Lawrence. So
thank you.
Don't do what you do, you know, but this is my position that...
I'm in general agreement with you, Kim, so no disputes here. Who's that?
Sue.
Irene for the stack, please.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to circle back to Janine, because Janine wanted to ask Michael a question. Then I'm going to go to Serene. Then I'm going to go back to you, Sue. Okay? Go ahead, Janine, you have the floor.
Okay. Well, what I thought I understood is that Michael said that KPFK website had a link to play the forum, but that's not necessarily true. There is a advertisement. I see it now. Never mind.
Okay. Thank you, Janine. I'm glad you caught it. Thank you. Janine's my cup of coffee. Go ahead, Serene. Please put yourself on mute. Serene has the floor. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so in the case of a referendum, the bylaws put the PNB in charge of a referendum. In case of delegate elections, the bylaws are explicit that the NES, the National Election Supervisor, is an independent agent who runs the election based on their own judgment and discretion. So certainly the board can pass motions that directs the ED to have general managers behave in a certain manner. One would think people seriously interested in democracy would just cooperate to the greatest extent possible, but some may need some prompting, and the board can pass those motions, but the NES is not supposed to be putting her, quote, finger on the scale or directing the work of, the IED is not, Lydia Brazan is not supposed to be directing the NES on taking particular actions. If she were, I'm sure there'd be an even bigger crowd of people hollering about how she's trying to influence this and block that. That is not her role. So if there's serious problem about how the NES is doing her job, then you need to look for a contractual remedy. And I'm saying there are problems with the elections. There are things I am concerned about. I'm not suggesting that the contract be voided and the person be dismissed. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying pointing a finger at the executive director is not the solution to the problems within these elections. We've had the same NES for, I believe, at least two or maybe even three by now, but at least two delegate elections and two referendums. She's not, and she was an LES before that, so she's not new to the process. And the problems that we're experiencing are significant. If she needs additional staff, she has five LESs and somebody else as an assistant. If she needs additional staff, then that, you know, needs to come to the board. But things that are not happening need to happen, and the problem is not the executive director.
This is Kim. Can I respond to that, Lauren?
I'm allow you to do that after I hear from Sue, and then I'll let you go, Kim.
Okay.
Vanessa asked
please
put yourself
on
mute.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me? Thank you, Lauren.
Hold on, please.
I just need to take
everybody, please mute. Everybody, please mute. There's too much racket. Everybody, please mute.
At 3:30, there's the KPFK delegacy.
I know. That's what I'm trying to get to, Michael. That's what I'm trying to get to. I know. So we're gonna close it, stack, and then we're gonna adjourn the meeting because we have a delegates assembly to affirm a director to the Pacifica National Board. So I'm going to go to Sue. Please be brief. Then I'm going to go to Kim. Vanessa did some breaks from WPFW. We have not heard from WPFW, then Sue, then Kim, then we adjourn. Go ahead, Vanessa.
And Okay, so two things. One, I appreciate Serene for setting the record straight. That also is my understanding. I appreciate her response. I don't think I would have responded as well, so I really appreciate it. In terms of the status of carts at PSW, the station is waiting for Renee to edit them. That is what we are waiting for.
Okay. Thank you, Vanessa Ditson-Briggs, from WPSW Director. Hold on, please. Sue,
can you muted?
And then we're going to adjourn. Because we have a delegates assembly in about 2 minutes. Go ahead, Sue.
Am
please
I
try
muted?
To take 30 seconds. You're not muted.
Am I
please
on?
Take 30 seconds. Yes, you are.
There's a thing called the Pacifica Listener Forum, which is independently produced. It's like a Zoom call, and Mo was on there, and I asked him specifically about why all this keeping us in the dark with and treating this bullshit, and he refused to answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim Kaufman.
Okay.
And then we're gonna,
okay, I'll make this quick.
Adjourn the meeting.
What I keep hearing from everybody that the blockage is with the GMs. It's at the station. They're not cooperating. That is the executive director's purview. Okay? The NES really cannot demand from the GMs what the EDs can demand from the GMs. Okay? So it's, this part of what's going wrong is under the purview of the ED. Thank you. That's it.
And that is absolutely correct.
Thank you. So I just want to say that you're both correct. So, all right. So, Janine, have you been able to talk him in? You have a motion. Now make it quick because we don't have much time.
Well, what I'd like to do is find another committee member to take over the meeting while we, the two of us, because there's a lot of important dialogue to be had right now.
Okay. That's
I don't want to cut. We had a late start.
That's an excellent request. Let me ask a committee member real quick. William, can you facilitate till I come back? Till we come back?
No,
I don't know.
Okay. Susie Moreno, can you facilitate till we come back?
Let me just say that I'm just
excuse
me. That
excuse
and,
me.
And I'm not
hold on.
Yet.
Kim, hold on, please. Please,
okay,
hold on.
Do
not speak out of turn, if you can. So we're just going to adjourn, and because we have nobody. William has to go. I know he works. Susie Moreno, can you facilitate till we get back?
I don't think I can do that. I'm sorry.
Okay. How about Vanessa Ditson-Briggs?
Mr. Chair, you have a motion to adjourn. The chair and the secretary have to go to another meeting.
That
okay.
Meeting
no, I didn't. I didn't
yet.
Have a motion to adjourn. I had a motion.
William to moved to adjourn.
That meeting
okay.
hasn't started yet, Lauren.
Because they don't have quorum. Because at least two people are here.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No,
folks,
three people
folks,
are here.
You might hold on, please. Folks, you might hate me. Come back in a half an hour. That's my decision. If you want to challenge it, we could. We're just going to waste time.
Head.
Okay, so come back in a half an hour. Bill, if you could come back in a half an hour.
Appreciate
okay,
it. We come back.
So at
we
4
come
o'clock.
Back.
All right,
thank
I got
you.
To go. We got to go. Bye.
Lawrence, what
thank
meeting
you.
Are you talking about? The PNB is today?
It's KTFK on the Street Delegate Assembly.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. Talk to you later.